to Peter Soderman of Reason Magazine, who says, the rate we're going, it might be too late. Peter, this is ridiculous. Just ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, it's the way to think about stimulus is sort of the logic that we are always given is that it is, you know, it's sort of self-perpetuating. It's like a cat chasing its own tail, right? You know, if stimulus doesn't work the first time, well, the problem is there just wasn't enough. But the problem, of course, with that is that it never works the first time. And this is a bipartisan problem. If you remember,
absolutely,
George Bush passed the first stimulus, $150 billion, at the end of his presidency. And Mitt Romney at that time was saying that a second stimulus was needed. Well, we got a second stimulus under President Obama. You know, Republicans, Democrats, they're in this together.
You're quite right. And that's why this is a bipartisan rant, because those bank rescues that I alluded to start in the Bush administration. What worries me now is that Wall Street plays off of the next rescue, the next central bank bailout, whether here or abroad, the QE3, QE4. You know, it's as if this is the new drug, and we don't get it. This once laissez-faire market of ours has a huge hissy fit.
Well, you brought up welfare reform and changes to welfare policy that the Obama administration has recently enacted that potentially weaken welfare's work requirements in the future. And I think that, you know, you can see a similar sort of thing happening on Wall Street, where there is a culture of dependency that's been created. And that's what welfare reform in the 1990s was about replacing the culture of dependency. Replacing, you know, this idea that people can just sort of survive on the dole forever and just keep taking more, with the idea that temporary help is a good thing, but that eventually you need to get back to work.
Well, and we live in an age where, when I was a kid, you know, you had 12 weeks of unemployment benefits. That was the most they pushed it. Now you can go up to 99. My point with this is not to be callous, but to have a step back and say, is this what we want to become? Do we want to become a nation where half pay no income taxes at all, and that's fine, and we go after the few who are paying the taxes and saying they're not paying enough, and that's not fine? It is weird. It is just counterproductive. And Wall Street, to bet on those industries and those technologies that are going to get the backing of the government, or they don't back it at all, that's scary.
Well, you know, the old saying is that when all you have is a hammer, you know, the only tool you have is a hammer, then everything looks like a nail. And in Washington, the tool that we have is government policy, the tool that legislators have, and that's what they use. But the thing is, that idea seems to be spreading out into the markets, and private actors seem to be picking up that idea and seeing everything through the lens of government policy and just thinking
that
government is the solution.
No, but, you know, Peter, I'll do you one better. I think it's psychological now, too, because not only the rich have been best, but the nearly rich have been best. We called into question now those who are en route to becoming successful, or those who do become successful, that they must have done it through some nefarious means, because we all had access to the same presumed roads and bridges. And yet, why did this particular guy do something more with that than someone else did? In other words, calling into question those who have achieved the American dream. It is a nightmare.
It is an assumption that if someone is successful, it could only have happened legitimately if the government was involved and the government sort of did it for them.
Well, all I know is we all had the same infrastructure, the same roads and bridges. Somehow Steve Jobs did more with that infrastructure than I did with my infrastructure. So I'm just thinking, and oddly enough, he did his in a garage, so he didn't need the infrastructure, which is kind of entertaining. But my point is, that is what's galling. And that's what's worrying. We'll see. Peter, thank you very, very much.
Thanks for having me.